שלום, אנחנו לומדים בספר תלמוד עשרה ספירות.
We are learning from the study of ten Sefirot, part 6. We are in the question Shin Yud Tet. You can send questions to Kap TV or Sviva Tova. Pertinent questions to the lesson will be aired during the lesson. The study of ten Sefirot, volume 6, page Bet Ein Zayin, page 2077. Question Shin Yud Tet, 319. What is internality and externality in the totality of Bia and the internality and externality of Sefirot and the internality and externality of the worlds? Again, what are internality and externality of the totality of Bia and internality and externality of Sefirot and the internality and externality of the Olamot of the worlds? The answer to Shin Yud Tet in page Bet Tzadik Aleph, the place of Bia is the externality of all of the worlds, and all that is inside the place of Bia is the internality of the totality of the worlds. The three Pchinot, Mocha, Atzamot, and Gidin, are the internality of the Sefirot, and the two Pchinot, Basar, and Or, are the externality of the Sefirot. The souls of people are the internality of the worlds, and the angels and the firmaments and echalot and levushim, etc., are the externality of the worlds. Also, the lights and the value of the vessels that clothe them are also considered the internality and externality.
Barul.
Clear? Questions? Again, they ask.
Again, question Shin Yud Tet. The question is, on page Bet Ein Zayin, what is the internality and externality of all of Bia, the internality of and externality of the Sefirot, and the internality and externality of the Olamot of the worlds? Answer to Shin Yud Tet in Bet Tzadik Aleph. The place of Bia is the externality of all of the worlds, and all that is inside the place of Bia is the internality of all of the worlds. The three Pchinot, Mocha, Atzamot, and Gidin, are the internality of the Sefirot, and the two Pchinot, Basar and Or, are the externality of the Sefirot. The souls of people are the internality of the worlds, and the angels, the firmaments, and the Echalot, and Levushim, etc., are the externality of the Olamot of the worlds. Also, the lights and the value of the vessels that clothe them are considered also as the internality and externality.
So, questions? None. You want to ask?
Which present? Tov.
So who's there? All right, Rachamim. Are you asking about this? About this.
Rav, when he talks about internality and externality, does he mean, he means kilim? Why doesn't he talk about internality and surrounding, which is lights?
He doesn't discuss it here. Also, the question was the same. What are the internality and externality of the worlds? The worlds. The worlds are the kelim, the vessels.
How can you talk about kelim without lights?
I suppose that he knows how you can do it, and so he does. I'm not asking beyond what he is asking. That's the problem. You know, you have such scholars. We should assemble them into a 10. It'll be interesting how they sit there together.
Rav, we're always talking about feelings. How could there be feeling?
He is talking about the vessels of the worlds. There are external ones, internal ones. There's Galgal Da'anayim and Achab. That's it. Keter Chochma Bina. Internal. Zerampin Malchut. External. The place for the worlds. Nekudot Desag. Where it divides above the Parsa and below the Parsa, the place of Atzilut, or the place of Bia. He arranges everything for you on the side of the, or from the perspective of the Kelim only. So, and later he asks about clothing, halls, and so on. He discusses only the Kelim, the vessels. He doesn't discuss the lights. He will discuss the lights later.
Rav, but as far as we're concerned, the lights are the feeling. If I don't feel, what am I learning it for?
I don't know. That's your own business. So don't study. You have objections, claims.
I don't have complaints. I just want to feel, Rav.
I'm not obliged to take care of your emotions.
No one's asked you to obligate. I want to feel.
All right. What do you want from me? What am I in some office where you satiate one's feelings, emotional needs? It's good that you want something, but continue.
Question Shin Kaf 320. Why are Nefesh Ruach and Bia in separation? Why are Nefesh Ruach of Bia in Pruda in separation? Answer to Shin Kaf in Bet Tzadik Aleph. Meaning Ruach Nefesh, which are clothed in the external kilim, which are called Basar Ve'or, because also in Atzilut, they are not internal kilim, since the lights of Chaya and Yechida, which clarify them, are not complete lights, but rather only the Pchina of Vak of Chaya Yechida. Although here in Bia, where there's not even the light of Chaya, but rather only the Prina of the Parzufim of the posterior of Atzilut, which shine in Bia, hence the Kilim of Basar and Or, which are clarified by them, are very external and weak. And the lights of Nefesh Ruach, which are clothed in them, are said that from there it will be separated, meaning that from their coupling, their zivug, every form of externality of Bia is born, which are the angels and the levushim and the echalot, which are not godliness, but rather the manner of peruda, separation.
We know that through to the end of correction, we do not use the true vessels. Only those that can join to the quality of bestowal to rise above themselves. Only to integrate into the intention to bestow. And this is called without the true Malchut, but rather Malchut was concealed in Radla, in the Rosh of Atzilut, and in the whole of Atzilut there is no true Malchut. And the Zivugim are always on, not the Malchut, but the Sod of Malchut. Meaning we never correct any vessel in its true form. And therefore, all of our corrections are, but to the extent that we are able, and only then. And we are able only thus far. And then, when we're done with everything that we're able to do, then the Lord will finish for me. Then the Creator will also erect the fallen and tabernacle of David. He will raise the true Malchut, and then there will be the true end of correction. So, is that clear? What?
Rav, I didn't understand from your explanation why these zivugim are something that give birth to something of separation in general, that there is such a thing.
What we scrutinize through to the end of correction, that's not the true Malchut, but rather the Malchut which can integrate with Bina. Did you hear about the cake and the whiskey? Good, you heard. So in such a way where we're able, I mean, do we correct the whiskey or the cake? We have nothing to correct about the cake. That's the vessels of bestowal. But the whiskey, we can add it into the cake. Ask your wife. Every good, proper cake certainly has some whiskey or rum in it. Something like that you add. Right?
Yes, we had on Friday, like chocolates, kind of.
With what?
With rum and...
And why did I not know about this? So, of course, sugar, what can I do? So, you know, that's how I calm myself. You know, it was with sugar, so I can't. Okay, so what do I want to say by this? You see, you confused me.
Sorry, Rav.
No, no. So, we are unable to directly correct the Malchut, only through integration. But when we correct it through integration, then we extract everything possible from there. I don't know how to say it. You leave only what's called the Lev HaEven, the heart of stone there. What does it mean? It's stone. It cannot integrate anymore. That's first of all. And the essence of all of the will to receive that the Creator created, because the Creator created initially the Lev HaEven, the heart of stone, and later He incorporated it with all of His qualities of bestowal, the first nine sefirot. And then you got Malchut out of that. And so we're going the other way. We scrutinize the Lev HaEven, we discover how evil it is, how bad it is, and then we abstain from it, and in such a way we are corrected. Meaning, all in all, in all of creation, what we want to scrutinize is, what did the Creator create? Who is He? What is He? And what He created, and we separate one from the other. And so, when only the Lev HaEven remains, then we are adhered to the Creator. We've sucked through our cake all of we can from that whiskey. It's as if we adhere to the Creator with everything that we can, and from what the Creator, seemingly before the creation, we adhere to that, and what the Creator created at the beginning of the creation, which is the heart of stone, Lev HaEven, we don't want to touch that. That's our end of correction. You understand where we get? We get to the top, to the initial point. This is you, and this is what you created, and I want to be with you, to attach to you, and not to what you created. You understand? This is you, the quality of bestowal, and I adhere to the quality of bestowal in every way possible, but to the heart of stone, no. And that is, you understand, right? Good. What else do you have?
Rav, that explanation I understand, but what is it, the things that are coming out, like they're born in separation? I don't understand that from your explanation.
What separation is he talking about?
Read, Yaniv, please.
With the angels, the clothings, and the halls that are not the aspect of God, but Pura.
Meaning that from there, all the birth of all the externality of Biyah, which are the Chalot and Chalot, that are the matter of Pura, of separation.
Yes. How to put it? There is a lot to it. You cannot scrutinize them and relate them to Kedusha, to holiness. Or perhaps you can, but only in a way where they only relate to it.
Thank you, Rav.
There are many things there. There are many things to it. Where it's in Etz Chaim more. But there you have such names that we don't usually use. Well, continue.
Question Shin Kaf Aleph, 321. When will the Parzufim of Achor go down of Archan Pin and Abavim and Zeran Pin to Bia? When will the Parzufim of the Achor of Arichanpin, Abba Ve'ima, and Zeranpin go down to Bia? The answer to 321 and Bet Tzadik Aleph. Here, as far as the permanent Mochin and the Parzufim of Atzilut, Zon does not have but Vak and a point. And we find that while the Nukva attains the Parzuf of posterior in an equal level with Zeranpin, it extends from the Mochin of additions. And it's noted that the main light in its root remains in the uppers, and only the branch extends and enters the lower one. It turns out that Atik and Archanpin and Abba Ve'ima and Yeshut and Zon attained each those mochin prior to reaching the nukva. And moreover, but the essence of the light remains in them. Hence, in the diminution of the moon, while the partzuf of the posterior fell to nukva of bia, it caused all the partzufim of posterior of atzilut, which are above it, to fall at the same time. Because she caused all those mochin of additions that emerged in the upper ones, therefore, at the time of the descent of the mochin herself, all the mochin that were the upper ones fell with her as well.
Again.
Tshuva. הנה מבחינת מוחין הקבועים בפרצופי אצילות אין לזון רק וק ונקודה. ונמצא בעת שהנוקבה מסגת פרצוף דאחור בקומה שווה עם הזרנפין, הרי זה נמשך ממוחין דתוספות.
It extends from the מוחין of תוספות. It is known that the מוחין and its root remains in the upper one, and only the branch is in the lower one. We find that Atik and Arichanpin and Abavim and Yisut and Zon each attained the same Mochin before they came to the Nukva. Moreover, in them, the main light remains. Hence, in the diminution of the moon, when the Partsuf of Achor fell to Bia, it caused all the Partsufim of Achor, the Atzilut, above her, fell at that time as well, because she caused all those Mochin of additions that emerged in the upper ones. Hence, at the time of the fall of her own Mochin, all the upper Mochin fell with her, that emerged because of her.
Meaning Nukva determines in its ascent or descent how much Atzilut will shine in Bia. Okay? No questions. Okay. Okay, Amikam, what do you want?
When he says that the Nukva caused, does he mean Tzimtzum Aleph, that Nukva rose up to?
He means that Nukva descended below the Parsa and shines in its Achap, in its Achoraim, posterior. It's a special kind of posterior, a special illumination for the worlds of Bia.
So he means in terms of the result, because she caused it. So when she came down below Parsa, between Atzilut and Bria, those that she caused, Arichanpin, Abaveima, Yisut, and Zon came down with her.
Where does it say that they go down with her?
The question is, when did she cause them?
During the diminution of the moon.
The diminution of the moon, is that Tzimtzum Aleph?
What does that have to do with first restriction? First restriction, Tzimtzum Aleph, is a special style of work of the vessels, which is work with the Malchut itself. Work with the Malchut itself was disqualified after the shattering of the vessels in the world of Nekudim. There's no more work with the first restriction, only the second restriction. Katnut or Gadlut? The first restriction remains only for Ak.
The question is, he calls it Achoraim. And we, naturally, when we hear Achoraim, we hear something negative. But here, it turns out,
why negative? Vessels of reception that we can activate according to the need. But we are working with the vessels of bestowal called Galgal Tavenaim. And we choose it. And so there's no, it's not a lower degree because of that.
No, no, I'm saying this is normally what happens, and here you have to invert.
In short, concretely, to the point?
Well, concretely, I'm asking, in what way does Malchut give to the high Kelim, in which the majority of the light is, the attainment of the Echoraim? How did she do it?
What is it written?
It is written in the end.
No, no, okay. I'm sorry, we don't understand one another. With the perspective of the constant mochin in the Pratzofim of Atzilut, Zon only has Vak and a point, and it's found that when the Nukva attains the Pratzof of the posterior in equal degree with the Zarampin, it is extended from the mochin of the additions, Tosfot, and it's known that the most of the light and its root remains in the upper one, and only the branch that is extended and enters into the lower one. And you find that Atik and Arichanpin and Avavima and Nirsut and Zon have attained each one according to their degree. Those mochin before this mochin reached the Nukva.
Mochin d'Achoraim. Because until now he spoke about Mochin d'Achoraim.
What difference does it make?
Well, what's important is, well, I don't understand. I'm just asking in what way she gave them this attainment of Mochin d'Achoraim. In what way did she really bestow upon them? So that afterwards, when she descended below Parsa, they came down with her.
They can't go descend together with her. Only Nukva goes, not even goes down, shines down below. Not that they. How can they go below the Parsa?
Well, this is what I'm asking. The end of the answer is,
you find that Al-Khalbi and Zon have attained each one, the Mochin. Which Mochin? The one that when the Nukva reached its relative state of Gadlut, which is Mochin of Achoraim, meaning she activated it. By activating it, the deficiency rose to Gar of Atzilut. Gar of Atzilut drew those lights. It gets filled. Part of it gets to Nukva. And then the part that comes to Nukva, she can use it to shine in Bia. And they attained each and every one of them, those Mochin, before they reached the Nukva. And not only, but in them, most of the light remained in them. Therefore, the diminution of the moon, when the Pratzuf of the posterior of Nukva fell to Biyah, caused that all the Pratzufim of the posterior of Atzilut, that are higher than it, fell also the same time.
This is what I asked.
No, but that's during the diminution. Because she caused all those mochin of Tosfot, of additions, that came out in the upper ones. That's why when her mochin fell, all the upper mochin fell that came out because of her.
So when she was not in diminution, she gave all the great lights to...
Well, these are ascents and descents.
And at the time of the diminution of the moon, they all came down with her.
Not the Pasufim.
So what is this Achol? What is this illumination of Achol that descended from all the big Kelim?
Illumination comes from them to the Nukva, and the Nukva, when she is already below the Parsa, she shines with these additions, this Tosfot, to the worlds of Bia.
And this is called Katnut, because it's diminution, the diminution of the moon. Is this called Katnut?
This is the diminution of the moon.
What will happen in the next chapter?
The next chapter will be the growing of the vessels. Growing of the vessels.
And what does she bestow right now at the time of the diminution of the moon? Does she bestow anything to the lower ones?
The birth of the moon.
Well, I'm not arguing with this.
No, because that's how it is. The addition of the vessels.
Thank you.
Next.
Question number 323. Why the external kelim are finer than the inner ones? The lights which are complete sort out the kelim to the extent, to the full extent of the ovut in them, and then they are worthy of inner kelim to clothe the inner lights. But the lights of Chaya Yechida, which are not in completeness, could sort only a very small part and fine part of the kelim of O and Basar. Hence, they are not fit for O Pnimi, and therefore became external kelim of the degree. Thus, the outer kelim are finer than the inner kelim. Again, question number 323, why are the external kelim finer or thinner than the inner kelim? Answer, the lights, which are complete, sort out the kelim to the full extent of the ovut in them. Then they are fit for internal kelim for the inner light to clothe. But the lights of Chaya Yechida, which are not complete, could sort only a small and thin part of the kelim of O and Basar. Hence, they are unfit for O Pnimi and became external kelim of the degree. Thus, the outer kelim are finer than the inner ones.
Questions? Okay, no questions.
Why does he say that the outer kelim are finer than the inner kelim? Because first you sort out the finer and then the thicker.
If I can't work with vessels of basar and oil, I don't work with them, then very small lights clothing them. Lights that I don't draw them, but because I don't work with those vessels, they are seemingly in restriction. I don't restrict them. I don't draw lights on them in order to bestow. So finer vessels or thinner vessels are clothing for smaller lights, only enough to enliven those vessels. Rosh Shapira?
But it's kelim with ovut 3 and 4, the thickest kelim.
Right, but what are you using?
I don't use them, correct. But why does it say that they are thin? Fine.
You are using them as finer, thinner vessels. You say, no, I shouldn't.
So from the perspective of the usage?
Of course, the usage. Basar and all are... because you have no strength to use them, no screen.
Is this true only after Tzimtzum Bet, or is it also true for Tzimtzum Aleph? Because we learn that Opnimi...
In the first restriction, all five vessels get filled. It's different there. Here, Kegel Tavenaim, with the Achap you cannot work at all in a true way, but only with its tiny addition. Vlad.
The Creator created the stony heart and participated, put himself in participation with it, and then Malchut emerged. So what is this activity of participating with the stony heart? What did he do?
The Creator created the will to receive. As a starting point, that's just a little bit different than the light. And he developed this different part from the light, this black point, through four phases of direct light. So we are talking about that desire that appeared in the four phases of direct light in the Pchina Dalet called Malchut of Ensof. That light receives a feeling of shame, the oppositeness from the Creator, decides it cannot remain separate from the Creator, performs a restriction and all that.
And what is the stony heart that remains without contact. You can't. You're forbidden to touch it.
You don't have it. The will to receive says, "I don't want to receive anything from myself. As much as possible, I want to be in bestowal." And that's how it rolls until the shattering. Why? Why shattering? Because a part of the will to receive has performed the whole bestowal, in order to bestow still vegetative inanimate. And when it comes to Bchina Dalet, it thinks that it can do it also, and it gets shattered. And from the moment of shattering, it's included, incorporated in the vessels of bestowal, those qualities of bestowal. And from that moment on, it has scrutinies, what to do in order to return itself to, in order to bestow. This work is already our work.
And then you said that what a person should scrutinize is, this is you and this is what you created, and not the stony heart. This is what a person should do?
Yes, a person has to sort his will to receive that appeared, see the parts that cannot be corrected. You can't. It is not in man's ability to draw the force of light that will correct it. He cannot do it. I can't. It's my foundation. The stony heart is my foundation. I cannot ask to correct my foundation. I don't even have a thought about it. I can't. Therefore, I need only to distinguish these, or separate rather, those requests from myself, and I need to correct all the other qualities in me that I can correct. That they're not so much my own qualities, rather my heart is included in them during the time of the development when the light was working on me. So I'm returning to a stage where I'm scrutinizing my starting point, which is the stony heart. And when I sort it out, after all this mixing, I see how much I am unable to correct it, on the one hand, and also, on the other hand, to what extent I can't remain in it. And I'm asking the Creator, I can't do anything. You do it. Only you can do it. And He corrects it. All of our work, all of our scrutinies until throughout the 6,000 years are for us to come to ask, truly ask. This is called Rav Pe'alim Mekabtziel. We're asking of Him to correct the stony heart. That's it. And what helps us, what aids us throughout the 6,000 years of work? During that time, we came to know the qualities of the Creator, His attitude towards us. That's why we can ask. We have a feeling, we have an intellect, understanding. We have an understanding of what He can do, in what way, and so on and so forth. So we then can ask Him, please correct the stony heart, to the extent we're capable of asking. But in truth, you can't raise man on the stony heart. This is our entire nature.
And what He really created, what you can ask to correct is the 10 and the power of bestowal in the 10. Is this a person's scrutiny?
Yeah, all these scrutinies are in the 10. The Creator is the light in the 10, and the vessel, 10 sefirot, is the 10, truly so. There's nothing else that comes out of that. Okay? Let's continue.
Question 3.
Kiev.
А в продолжении вот то, что вы сейчас с Владом обсуждали, что значит исправить?
Continuing what you were just discussing with Vlad. What does it mean to correct? Because I restrict myself. So what does it mean to correct it? Because I cancel it and I...
But if you're not using it, it's already correction. Oh, what's up with you, Vlad? Listen. I don't want to use my egoistic desire because if I use it, it will be in order to receive. Therefore, I stop it. And the same goes with each and every desire that awakens in me from the desires of the stony heart. That's what I do. How many desires I have in stony heart? As many other desires that I have, in each one of them there's a stony heart. Because the stony heart is the primary, the original desire the Creator created, which is opposite from the light. Completely. The point of darkness that's opposite from the light. Later, this point of darkness started to connect with all the actions, all the results of the light, to enter into the different discernments, and then create the first nine in Malchut, and in Malchut there's also the first nine in Malchut itself, and that's how I scrutinize and sort the vessels. But the stony heart itself cannot be corrected. It's not included, incorporated in anything. Matter that does not merge with anything, does not react with anything. Do we have something like that here? We used to give an example of a black hole. I don't know today what to say. Because in this black hole, we discover such phenomena. I don't know, something that knows nothing except for its own quality in order to receive the totality of, in order to receive. That's what the Creator created, the will to receive, that point. And the part that can be incorporated, from that, the spiritual vessel was created, was built. So we have the incorporation of the stony heart in them. But inside the stony heart, Malchut of Malchut, you cannot do anything. Okay?
Левый эвен — это все, что кроме необходимого в человеке, а в остальном в каждый момент времени
stony heart, is it everything besides what is necessary for a person? And besides that, a person has to be completely included in his 10, in his first 9?
Everything we're doing in scrutinizing our desires, our vessels, it's only in order to sort out, to extract from the stony heart, from the total malchut, all the qualities, and leave it only with the stony heart. We extract from malchut all the qualities that can join in order to bestow bina, and she remains completely empty, only in the stony heart.
Я прошу прощения, может быть, немножко неуместный вопрос.
I apologize, maybe the question is out of place. Regarding the example you often use of dipping a cake in whiskey, the minute I hear it, I always get confused. I understand that Malchut, Bina.
Я понимаю, что я что-то не понимаю, но вот ну что я не понимаю.
And the whiskey that the doctor forbade me to use, and I dip it in the cake. How do I correct something by that?
You don't correct anything there. It's only an example. If the doctor prohibited you, then there's no choice. You can drink a bottle of whiskey with the cake. You're just going to eat 2 pounds of cake with that. It's going to be just double the damage. We're just talking about what's important and what's redundant, what's not. Because when vessels of reception are merged or included in the vessels of bestowal, they can add their power, and then by that to be corrected. But corrected through incorporation, it kalut, but not that the will to receive itself is corrected in this way. It simply works in a good way. If you take it out of there, again, it will be a desire to receive without the incorporation, integration, it kalut. You understand? the cake absorbed the whiskey. Now squeeze out the whiskey from the cake. You'll see that you can put it in and take it out. Meaning the incorporation, integration, the merging works on the same vessel at the same time that you can draw an addition on it to Katnut, which is called Gadlut. Gadlut of the first kind, Gadlut of the second kind, but Gadlut, which is an addition and not the main thing. More?
When did the Creator create the stony heart? Is it Prina Aleph?
No, guys, it's not so. There is no stony heart at the beginning of creation. It's a will to receive that gradually reveals itself compared to the light, compared to the actions, until it is revealed as unfit to bestow. And then it's called the stony heart. And even then, it's simply revealed that it's not fit to bestow. When we want to use it in order to bestow, then from that we get the snake.
So it's not something that the Creator created, it's a discernment of the created being?
Yes, it's a discernment of the created being. Once we have a created being, a creature, and he sorts those vessels, he comes to such discernments.
I thought that everything after Prina Aleph is the Olid Kalelut.
Yeah, but it's not the stony heart. Nothing is felt there. There's still phases, discernments. It's not a Adam. It's not a feeling. We're talking only about the two forces of nature that work together. This to bestow and this to receive, like in electricity, plus and minus. That's it.
So the creature comes to discerns that there's something in it it cannot correct. Is this the stony heart?
Yes, that he should not use. Even in the shattering of the vessels during the world in the world of Nikudim, we don't speak of the stony heart. No, only after the sin of the tree of knowledge, it begins to reveal itself. And you, even then, you have additional actions that help us point at the stony heart, identify it as such. We scrutinize it every time we begin to raise vessels to Atzilut. We sort the vessels that we raise from Bia to Atzilut. And then you have Galgal Tavanaim, we raise them to Atzilut. You have Achap, and the desires of Gimel and Dalet, we raise it to Atzilut. And the true Achap, which is the stony heart, remains in Bia, and you don't work with it. Meaning, in each and every correction, we need to sort those vessels.
At the end of correction, does the stony heart become corrected?
It goes through correction, we just don't know how.
Thank you.
It's written that there will be an action called Rav Palim Mikapziel, where even the stony heart enters a zivug in order to bestow. I didn't hear an explanation about it. I didn't read about it. So we can't really tell what's happening. Rather, after the creatures correct everything that's up to them to correct, a special light comes called Mashiach, and it corrects the stony heart.
I understood that you said that the stony heart is the serpent.
That's how they call it.
So it's part of the evil inclination that it corrects, that we cannot correct, or is it something else than the evil inclination?
It's part of the evil inclination that cannot be corrected.
So when we say I created the evil inclination, so it's different parts of the evil inclination, not the serpent?
Yes. Okay.
The stony heart remains. Does it remain concealed, or do we reveal it but can't correct it?
We need to scrutinize it, to sort it, by taking all those vessels out to correction. We correct what we can, and we don't correct what we cannot. We separate it from the other vessels. We go on to the next part.
Let's move on to the next part of the lesson and sing a song together.
אזכיר לכם על אהבת חברים אשר בזה תלוי זכות הקיום שלנו זכור אזכיר לכם על אהבת חברים בזה תלוי זכות הקיום שלנו אז תתנו לב לחשוב מחשבות לקשר לבכם בלב אחד ממש אז תתנו לב להמציא המצאות לקשר לבכם בלב אחד ממש או 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 אז תתנו לב לחשוב מחשבות לקשר לבכם בלב אחד ממש אז תתנו לב להמציא המצאות לקשר לבכם בלב אחד ממש אז תתנו לב לחשוב מחשבות לקשר לבכם בלב אחד ממש אז תתנו לב להמציא המצאות לקשר לבכם בלב אחד ממש